This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moni Mirazi Sheyichu, and for Yisrael Daniel Ben Shena Dina, you should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. He encourages me to give these sfasim and siurim, so it is a great schus for me and a great schus, I believe, for him. The Torah promises us, as we learn in Sfasemes, Tav Reish Lamed Hei Parshas Ekev Di Ramaschel V'Hoya Ekev, that if the Jewish people keep the Mishpatim, then V'Shamar Hashem Elokecha L'cha Esabris V'Esachet Esabris, God is going to guard the covenant. So the question is there any shadow of a doubt whether Hashem will guard the covenant? Why does the Torah have to tell us that? Of course He will. If we keep the Torah, of course He's going to guard the covenant. So the Medrash says, Davar Acher, Akel Ne'aman, Rabbanan Amri, Emunasu Shel Basar V'Dam, At Yodei Emunasu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the faith of man, you know the faith of God. So Pashas Divrei HaMedrash, very difficult to understand that human beings have nisyonos and we aren't capable of doing whatever we want. And therefore, we can praise a person's reliability, his trustworthiness. But Hashem, He's Kol Yachol. There is nothing that Hashem can't do. So what shevach is there, what praise is there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim His bris, and what He said and what He promised? That's what it means, Akel Ne'aman, God is a faithful God. From the faith of man, you know the emunasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's the kesher between the emunah, the faithfulness of man, the trustworthiness of man, and the trustworthiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Trustworthiness of man, we have nisyonos. If we're trustworthy, that's very noteworthy. But Hashem doesn't have anything stopping Him. So let's see inside. Bekashe, this is difficult to understand. What is this pasuk trying to tell us? Could it be that Hashem won't fulfill the covenant and the oath? From the faith of man, from the trustworthiness of man, you know the trustworthiness of Hashem. Ma kesher? Will be Iranian. Ki kemo shem mitzvah sani kadosh baruch hu v'taras et sarach koach gadol v'shmir b'olam hazeh ligvor kot neged asit shachar. Just like the mitzvahs of Hashem and His Torah require great power and shmir and guarding in this world to overpower the dark forces, the dark side, the sitra achra. Oh my gosh. Svasemes kricht ne himmel, in the himlach. Svasemes is in the heavens. It's climbing up. He's telling us what's going on up there. Down here, we have nisyonos, right? We have to be misgabra in the sitra achra. It's not easy. There are a lot of nisyonos out there. Many of them are in our pocket, on our phone. They're all over the place, our nisyonos. But in Shemayim, they're also nisyonos. In Shemayim, they also have to be mizgaber. The bris and the shvur that God made with us, with the avos, needs a shmira and an overpowering of the kolach harachamim against all the ketrugim, against all of the naysayers, against the prosecuting attorneys, v'sarei umos, and the mass ministers of the nations above, shalamala. It all depends on the avoda and the service of man below. Ha'emuna shemiskayemes b'Yisrael afnim mishura sadin v'govrim Neged Yetzahara, Mosu Nafshim Bavro Kodesh Baruch Hu Saraso, Nosnim Koch V'Kiyum B'Shemayim Lasu Simayim Lifnei Mishira Sadim Gamkin. So to the extent of the Emunah, the Jewish people exhibit above the letter of the law, beyond the letter of the law, and we overpower the Yetzahara, and we give of ourselves for Hashem and His Torah, in Shemayim they give Koach and Kiyum to do Lifnei Mishira Sadim Gamkin. And in Shemayim they can also do Lifnei Mishuras Hadin. V'shalosh Gia Chalak Ketrugim. And not to listen to all the naysayers, all the prosecuting powers up there that say not to listen to the Jewish people. So it's all commensurate. The more we don't listen to our Yetzirah, the more up there they don't listen to the Ketrugim. So that's the koach of man, the empowerment of man to determine what's happening up there in Shemayim. Wow. We continue Sfas Emes, Tafresh Lamed Hey, Divra Maschil, Bapasuk Kisoyman. So it says in the Pasuk, Dvarim Zayin, Yitzayin Tches, Kisoyman, Levavcha Rabban Goy Melem, Imeni, Yechal, Uchal, Arisham. Osirim Yem, Zuchor, Tiskor, Tisher, Shal, Hashem, Elokech, Lefar, Luchom, Mitzrayim. If you're going to say in your heart, these Goyim are so many, how can I displace them? Don't be afraid of them. Remember what God did to Pharaoh and all of Egypt. So the Sfas Emes brings three drachim to explain this pasuk. Rashi explains, ki is maybe. This is Lashon Rashi. Akorchach Lashon Dilmahu. Maybe. Shema Tarmel Levavcha. Maybe you're going to say in your heart, Mipnei Shem Rabim Lo Chal Arisham. Because there's so many, you're not going to be able to displace them. Al Tomer Ken, don't say this. So Perish Advaram Al Pi Rashi. The pasuk is teaching us that we shouldn't be afraid of so many goyim. You might say this. Don't worry about it. God's with you. Chedush HaArim learns the pasuk differently. He says, "Ki is even." Even when they're daros, that there's going to be a weakening of Emunas Yisrael, and they're not going to have complete bitachon. They're still muftach. That they're going to be matzliach le'yachos b'bitachon v'Hashem v'yischasku al yodo. They're going to be able to have bitachon in Hashem. They're going to be strengthened by Him. So this is a besura. This is a good tiding. This is a promise. Ki b'sofa shel davar tamid yizkor ha'yehudi. The Jew is always going to remember Hashem. And this also is meduyak in the hemshech. V'nashal Hashem elokecha sagoyim ha'el mipanecha. Me'at matal sucha kolosim erpenter v'lachai sesode. So when these goyim are going to be removed little by little, tzibitzlich, you're not going to be able to kill them quickly, lest the animals of the field become many. So it's muchach that we're talking here about doros that are lacking in emunah, and therefore the Yeshua is going to come tzibitzlich, little by little, and not in a moment, not both for nechratzu keherif ayin. Because if we had a lot of emunah, then we would just, the goyim would be removed, the enemies would be vanquished, and we wouldn't be afraid of the Chayas Asada. And the third derech of this Sfas Emes is that ki is b'lashon kasher, when. But we know that everything that happens to a Jew, he has to take musar. Everything he feels, not only when big events happen in your life, you get married, your favorite team wins the World Series, those are big events. But we're talking here about every event. Always try to see what's the musar here. So when the time comes and the Jewish people's heart is going to fall because of the goyim, they're going to have fear. We have to understand why. So that's what this pasuk is telling us. You should know that it's only as you remember Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the chasadim Hashem did with you. And that's going to bring you a Yeshua. Then you're not going to have to be afraid. So let's see inside. The pasuk itomer rabba goy meila Rashi perish b'loshin shema taimer. Maybe you're going to say, "Omori v'zikli perish," and my grandfather, the chiddush harim, explain b'loshin af. Even though you're going to say this, shuav tocha af shle itchasku kolkach be'emuna. Even though you're not going to have so much emuna. And you're going to be afraid, not maybe you're going to say this, but even though you're going to be lacking emunah, you're still going to be cool, everything's going to be okay. Nevertheless, you're still going to be mischazek in your faith in Hashem, despite your weakness. Therefore it says little by little, because we're not in the Hayetz Madrega. Ve'ishlam rod kipshuto, kishayipo lev b'nei Yisrael pachad. Belev b'nei Yisrael pachad me'umos. When it falls in the hearts of the Jewish people, fear from the nations. This is not supposed to be a sign that you're supposed to be afraid of them. Normally we take signs from Shemayim. But the fact that we're afraid doesn't mean that we should be more afraid. And everything that falls in your heart, you have to pay attention to. Every feeling you have, every emotion you have, is telling you something. Pay very careful. Today they call it self-awareness. Be self-aware. Notice what you're feeling and what it's telling you. What it's telling you on an emotional level, and what it's telling you on a spiritual level. So this fear is only falling in your heart, so you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when this happens, don't fear them more. Just be mischasik in your emuna. It's only to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And through this, in your heart falls fear of wars. And rather you remember the chesed of Hashem, chesedim of Hashem, shasim anu Mitzrayim, that He did for us in Egypt. And this zechira is the etza, is the counsel, the advice to be saved from them. Says, remember. What's the double remembering? If you remember down here, more zechir b'shamayim, you arouse the remembering in shamayim. Gamkin also, shemnei so more gulus mitzrayim, my day zechir kanal. Because the Jewish people arouse gulus mitzrayim by remembering. When you remember something, you bring it to life. So we have a very important lesson here for life from this vasemis: remembering events, bringing them back to life, remembering the nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, paying attention to your emotions, what they're telling you, and don't get the wrong message. Don't think that just because I'm afraid, that means I'm supposed to be afraid. No. You're afraid, that means you're supposed to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Nachum Mamshichim Hala, B'siyata D'shmaya, we're continuing. Svasemes, Tov, Reish, Lamed, Ches, Tibor, Amaschu, B'Pasuk, Va'ata. On the Pasuk, Va'ata, Yisrael, Masham, Shom, Me'machim, Lir, on the Pasuk, what now, Israel? What does God ask of you? Just to fear Him. Chazal Darshan, everything's in Shemayim, except for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim's in our hands. So the Sfasemis discusses this. What's Bidei Shemayim, and what's in the hands of man? Kayadua. It's not a new topic. Rambam talks about it. Chassidus. A lot of Svarim, philosophers, thinkers, analyzers, professors, rabbis, high school kids, summer camp kumzitzes, a lot of discussions about this. So let's see where this Vasemis takes us. So, L'chora, it's a little bit miyutar to start off and say, HaKol B'Dei Shemayim, that we know. Just say that Yer Shemayim isn't B'Dei Shemayim. What do you mean, HaKol B'Dei Shemayim? Of course, HaKol B'Dei Shemayim. Sfasemis is mechadesh that even something that doesn't seem like it's bidei shemayim, avodas hakodesh shel adam, that is also bidei shemayim. Umikra b'malei dibir hakasuv b'cha Hashem etztaka ki atat hashalom lish kemaaseyu b'cha Hashem chesed ki atat hashalom lish kemaaseyu. Even your maisim are bidei shemayim, and the payment is a chesed. God, you give us chesed because you pay us for our deeds, but we didn't do them, you did them. So let's see it inside. Beginning to feel a little bit ishbitz here. Ishbitz very much limits what man does to the point that he says Hashem does everything, and it looks like Yerushalayim is bidei is bidei adam. That's what it looks like. That's a chazalta, but it's really not. That's the Ishbitzer Torah, the famous Ishbitz. V'atal Yisrael, Ma'ashem Shalom Eimcha, Kim Liyira, V'gumar Kodei Shemayim Chutz, Miyira Shemayim. V'chleir Adano Ki Kol B'dei Shemayim, what we don't know, Kol B'dei Shemayim, why does it have to tell us that? Avobir Eni Ki Kol Avod Yisam Gam Ken Kol B'dei Shemayim. It's telling us that all of the Avod of man is also B'dei Shemayim. Even Avod Yis Hashem is B'dei Shemayim. Ach in Nekuda Ketana, Sheyesh Ba'odim Avod Yis Habor Yisbarach, Hi Yira Shemayim. The nekuda that we have that's up to us is Yerushalayim. That's what Chazal say. Open me one Pesach of Tshuva, like a the hole of a needle. And this little gate is in the hands of man. And all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim of man comes to Yerushalayim. V'hik marganisa d'les batimi v'azen amar yiras Hashem hi otsaro. And this is like a gem that has no assessment. How do you assess such a thing? As the Matnas Kahuna says in Bereishis Rabba Lamed Hei Gimel, Margalit Shein La Shuma Ve'erech, it's priceless. Elzen Emar Yiras Hashem Yod Saro. And that it says that the fear of God is your storehouse. And that's what it says in Brachas Lamed Gimel, God has in His storehouse the storehouse of Yerushalayim. That's what Hashem wants. Kibiyachol. So it all starts. All the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim start with Yerushalayim. If you have the Yerushalayim, that opens it up, and then the rest is in the hands of Hashem. But you need to open it up with the Yerushalayim. Chazal Amru. Al Tikri Ma'al Ameya. As I'll say, you can read it, don't read it. Ma Hashem Shomimcha, Meya, 100. The Darshim is then Meya Brachas. And Chazal Darshim, you have to make 100 Brachas. Vinyan Kimau Hefech Mi Meya. Meya Oshlemus Meya Tchola Adasov. Ubem Sade Bittel Hashem is Brachshu Bechinas Ma'anal. Al Yedeze Chon Lovela Achtus. Wam Shachas Ha'alef. Shuremis la'achtus, umemela niftach makor brachas. So, ma is the opposite of meya. Meya is a shlemus; it's a complete number. 10 tens, 10 is a shlemus. That's why you have 10 is a minion, 10 spheres, and then 10 of them is ma mishlemus me'atchal ad hasof. From beginning to end. And if you're mefata yourself to Hashem, that's ma. Ma. What am I? It's bittul. Through that, you can come to achdus. You can come to this unity. And that's being mamshich the aleph, which is a remez to achdus. So that's the aleph that's added on from ma to meya. That's the meya. That's the complete shlemus. You get that by being a ma, by being a what am I? Who am I? I have nothing. You draw down the aleph in the middle over there, turns into meya, which is the shlemus, and memela, all the makor abrachos, the root of blessing, opens up for you. V'zeh chachma, and that's wisdom. Shenemar hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Yiras Hashem is chachma. She'ikar chachma lahavin. So what is chachma? To understand ki koach kol abruim me'abori yizbarach. That the koach of all the bruim is from Hashem. Right, like it says in all the sfarim, koach ma. What's my koach? It's all from Hashem. Reish is chachma, Yir Hashem. The beginning of chachma is Yir Hashem. That's true chachma. You know that it's all from Hashem. Omemela yidei bitalei lev yizbar gichol ofik rotzen me Hashem. If you nullify yourself to Hashem, then you can achieve Hashem's goodwill. This chachma, which is Yerushalayim, Yerus Hashem hi chachma, was given to the Jewish people. The koach of his deeds he gave to his nation. No nation can get this year except for the Jewish people. That's what it means. He asked specifically of you. Because only you, the Jewish people, can have this beautiful level of Yira. So that's what the pasuk here is telling us. We have the sod, the secret, that everything is from Hashem, and everything is from His ma'asim. Koch ma'asif, the koch of Hashem's ma'asim, He told us. We have it. It's given over to the Jewish people. Vata ma'ashem shom me'imach. God's asking you to have yira. His yira is the root of all the good deeds. That's where it all begins. Doesn't matter how much Torah you have. If you don't have yira shemayim, it's worthless. So we tell people to learn, even if they don't have, because hopefully more shabbat echzirim lamutav. But the yisod of all of our avodah has to be yira. Yira shemayim, an awareness milashon ri'iya of Hashem's presence. Ma'ashem shom me'imach hakim liyira. It's the ma, you have bittul to Hashem. You make mea brachas, you get the shorish kol brachas, and you get that by having yira. Beautiful. Okay, there's a lot more Torahs here, obviously, to say, but we'll conclude here and give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochah to continue in the next year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.